This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Hell, I'd pay the price. Well, we got Paul Watson wearing a LBJ Open Road Stetson. Looks pretty slick on you, my friend.
You're not going to play the old video, are you, from 2005?
Did you give it to him?
Yeah, it's easy. It's Real Texas Cowboys.
Real Texas Cowboys, Infowars.com. Do you guys have that?
Yeah, they got it.
All right, some stations don't carry this segment, so this is a good place to play this. Because that's why I wore this cowboy hat in. It's like, here's the deal. I do have a piece of a couple hundred cattle, and I do have a piece of a couple oil wells and gas wells. Don't make that much money off of it. But you could say, as a Texan, you know, I've been founding family on both sides and whole nine yards and got cattle and got oil wells and all the rest of it. And I don't wear these Stetsons. But then my grandfather always wore the silver belly, and you're wearing that gray one that's an Open Road. But it's funny, once we put a hat on you, like 15 years ago, this is, what, 15 years ago, isn't it, Paul?
Yeah, 2005, so almost.
So we made the joke, just wear it a little bit further down on your head. We made the joke, there you go, we made the joke about how Bush was a real cowboy, like the platypus is from Texas. So here it is. And that's an exciting video. Infowars.com, Satire Theater presents.
George Bush, now he's a real Texan. We talked to two other authentic Texans who are big fans of George Bush. They even have cowboy hats to prove it. Come on in, boys.
This is not edited.
What are you doing, boy?
What are
you talking about, boy? This is my land. This is my land. You're on my land, boy. What I say goes here, boy. You play by my rules and respect my authority. Don't you dare criticize our president, boy. You're a leader, boy. I associate George W. Bush with my daddy. Just like his daddy with my daddy before he was his daddy. He's my daddy. What you talking about, boy? I'm your daddy. Get down with your son, boot, boy. You better respect my authority. It's my part. I'm the sheriff.
Oh, my God. It goes on from there. That's not the full clip. Well, they beat me up. Why the hell did you guys end that? Oh, my God. Before the show ends, we're going to air this. This is solid country gold. That's your brother, the reclusive Steve Watson, just as smart as you are.
That was 2005, and that, you know, we're called right wing. We were railing against George W. Bush before it was cool to do so, right? And yet we're still labeled as right wing.
Just give me a high five. Don't tell me that gold ends there. We have the rest of where they beat me up, right? Okay, well, we're going to air this hidden jewel at the end of the hour. Because this is a hidden jewel. You know, your Open Road, you kind of look, which is a cool thing, you kind of look like you're an Orthodox Jew.
I'll take it, Alex. I'll take it.
It's good. Hey, I got three kids that are part Jewish. I never thought I was getting into that my ex-wife was, I guess, like a quarter Jewish, but some of her family was actually Jewish. And then it turned this whole hate monger thing. And my kids and all the names they get called, it's not very nice. It kind of gives you an example of the other end of what Jews go through. And then I get the whole leftist Jews attacking me, calling me a Nazi with no evidence. It gets a little old.
Yes, crazy, Alex. But thinking about that video, just think how far we've come since 2005. What, there's me, my brother, like a couple of other employees in a little rinky-dink office. Your studio was like the size, what, like a quarter of the size of this?
You were actually in our new studio 15 years ago. That we were only in for 5 years before we moved here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was it.
Yeah. And to this whole operation now, which they're trying to drag down every available opportunity, but just to compare the two, it must shock you, that growth, because it's not that long ago that it was an actual rinky-dink operation, and now look at the size of it. What do you feel?
Well, that's when they got scared and shut us down. We really had 87 million viewers. Not hits, but people that dialed into audio or video on the sites the week of the election, 2016. And so we were the top thing. Big as the Super Bowl that week. And so they said shut him down. And ever since then, but here's the good news. While we've been diverting them with the attacks, everything else has been growing. show, God Works in Mysterious Ways. Let's come back and get serious about AOC, their upcoming criminal indictment that I'm predicting, with PJW. Stay with us and spread those live links. Big Brother hates it when you do it.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, we're on the go for getting nutrients easily. High in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compound. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars too good and firm-feeling women. I don't need my name in the marquee lights. I got my song and I got you with me tonight. Maybe it's time we got back to the basics of love. Let's go to Lukenbach, Texas. Waylon and Willie and the boys. This successful life we're living got us feuding like the Hatfields and McCoys. Between Hank Williams' pain songs and Lou Barry's train songs and Blue Eyes crying in the rain. Out of Lukenbach, Texas, ain't nobody feeling no pain.
Okay, coming up today during the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m., about halfway into it. Do it this way, Dr. McCamp shot. We are going to do an Ask Me Anything with Paul Joseph Watson and myself. We'll both take questions the second half of the War Room, March 5th. Come in a few hours at Infowars.com/show. That's all coming up. You know, Paul, I want to get into all the news, but I think it's important for listeners from a cultural perspective all over the world to realize how far we've come. There we were 14, 15 years ago. We just showed the video earlier. We'll play the full video at the end of this hour. Having fun, joking around, talking about what a fake Texan George W. Bush was and how he was as big a Texan as a platypus from Australia or New Zealand. But talking about you, because you're a very introverted guy. I put a cowboy hat on you, a little bit wilder. But where you thought we were 18, 19 years ago when we first started working together, we were like 18 years old. You're 35 years old now. It's going to be 20 years now we're working together. Almost it's 19, 20 years. And just the good news is globalism was being set up and no one even knew about it. And they ridiculed anybody that talked about it. And they had the whole corporate media behind it. And they thought they'd get it done. And so now we see the censorship and the attacks and all the things that are happening. We think, oh, my God, we're getting our ass kicked. No. They're coming after us out in the open because we've been successful. So as long as we hold the line, I think we win, Paul.
Well, they're freaking out, Alex. They are freaking out. I mean, we've got some clips from this guy, Greenblatt. And again, he's talking about censoring social media. They've got access, inside access to the Google algorithm. We've talked about YouTube. They've ranked their own search results to the extent that they've broken their own search engine. So now you can specifically search for an exact headline of a video inside quotes, and it comes up on page 4, buried beneath the wall of CNN. So here's this guy. I don't know if you want to go to this now, but we got the clip.
Sure, whatever you want. Call for the clips.
We got the clip. This is the Greenblatt clip. There are two. And first, he outlines how they've got inside access to the algorithms. Then in the second clip, he says the conspiracy theories they need to ban are basically criticism of George Soros. So let's go to the first one.
We work with Google on using AI to try to interrupt cyber hate before it happens. We work with YouTube to get them to change their algorithms so it lessens the likelihood that a young person's going to run into some of these anti-Semitic conspiratorial videos. We work with Facebook on trying to use a redirect method. So when you search for Holocaust as a hoax, you get directed to like a Yad Vashem page. So there are different ways they can tweak their algorithms and adjust their products. So they think not only about free speech, not only protect a user's right to free speech, but protect a user's right to not be harassed or hated. They have done some good things to deal with very specific cases by taking swifter action when people perpetrate
online bullying. Hit pause real quick and back it up 10 seconds so we don't cut this off. And again, they use Nazis and they project Nazis on the Laura Loomer or on Trump or on anybody else. And they do this. This is private groups in AI watching what you do. It's so creepy. It's so evil. It's so entitled. It's so sickening.
And notice, Alex, he said not only would they have access to the algorithm to relegate certain content, he said they would redirect links to their own website. So they're literally talking about if you click on an Infowars.com link from Google, if it's still listed on Google, that will then redirect to the ADL's hate website. That's literally what they're going for.
And so what they're saying is we're going to steal your will. You want to go to a website? No, you come to us. And then the ADL supports the Arab Spring. And all this evil, God.
It's this guy's Obama's former special advisor, so he's high up. And again, I've searched for InfoWars articles. Whenever I write a new article about a similar subject, say mass migration or whatever, obviously I remember the titles of previous articles I've written. Go to search them in Google, and they're often not even there. Sometimes I have to go to some obscure forum which is linked to InfoWars in the past to find the original.
And that's why you know it's powerful. So let's continue with the clip. Here it is.
Washington, you know, there's a gap in the legal regime. There are techniques that extremists have used online to terrorize
techniques,
Jews and other people,
like being popular,
like doxing and swatting and
that's the left
and cyberbullying. That are not covered by existing laws and need to be. Because, the school principal says, well, it's not really
like
bullying.
Like going to Tucker Carlson's house.
Nobody knows. Right? But in fact, the abuse online could be far, far worse than anything physical. So, you know, we need legislators to catch up and to fill some of the gaps.
So America defeated the Nazis, and now people use the Nazis to use Nazi tactics on us, Paul.
Yeah, and in the second clip, which we can go to, he outlines directly, well, what is a conspiracy? What is an anti-Semitic conspiracy theory? It's criticizing George Soros.
So let's be clear. You've got all these Muslim members of Congress saying Israel shouldn't exist. We don't agree with that. We're not anti-Israel. We get attacked. I mean, even Netanyahu's son got called anti-Semitic for criticizing Soros. Soros is an anti-Israel scumbag. Whether you're for Israel or against it, the point is that we're just pro-America, and now they're doing this to us. Here's the next clip.
It's a remarkable moment that we're in, and anti-Semitism has become so mainstreamed. I mean, we see conspiracy theories.
By like the universities.
The horrific slander directed against George Soros is a really good example.
Oh, that poor baby.
George Soros is patient zero for the anti-Semites.
Because he went on.
What they've done is use social media.
60 Minutes and said he was a Nazi.
Normalize this kind of hate in ways that heretofore were impossible to imagine. And so what is so challenging and so paradoxical is we expect our leaders to lead. And yet the president, rather than calling this out, and other political figures too, by the way. Because we need leaders to lead on college campuses. We need leaders to lead in all political environments. But using
and redirect your searches to us.
And repeating this rhetoric.
Only read what I say.
Anti-Semitism has gone from being a bug in the system to a prevailing part of the social context.
Because the left and Soros funded it.
Yeah, and now it's to the level where, as you said earlier, we've got Tom Watson, potential next PM of Britain, directly demanding YouTube take this down. So this is not, oh, it's a private...
When we come back, I don't want to just mention this. This is so huge. You've got the guy set to be the next PM, the guy, the shadow head of Internet, saying you're going to ban Paul Watson and everybody else or anti-Semites. You've got a lawsuit against this guy. What the hell? We're not against Israel.
Yeah, so again, This is.
But we had a right to do it. We would be. But they're the one bringing in radical Muslims.
This isn't. Oh, it's just. It's a free market. It's a private company. They can do what they want. This is
the government saying you will ban nationalists or we will shut your ass down.
Just like they did with us with Ted Deutch and Quigley in the hearings before we got banned, right?
They said Paul Watts is number one. He put out fake news saying a Muslim ran over people in New York. It was a Muslim screaming Allah Akbar.
And the story was
But your crime was you were number one, and these guys are control freaks. They're like, well, I'm number one.
Which, again, shows how fake news is used as an excuse to silence free speech, because that story was Imam Tahwidi warning de Blasio in New York about radicalization in mosques in New York before that attack. Did he warn him? Yes. Did he send a letter? Yes. That was a real news story. They said, this is fake news. It's at the top of Twitter. Take it down. Within an hour, it was gone. Working hand in hand with lawmakers, that is not just a private company argument.
Well, I tell you, you know, I'm going to tell that ADL guy that he's the Nazi. He's supporting the EU that was a Nazi project. He's supporting tyranny. You're the damn Nazi, dude. Don't you point your finger at me. But both my grandfathers almost died fighting Hitler, and I'm an American, you son of a bitch. And you support that Nazi collaborator, George Soros, and you point your filthy finger at me and say I'm a Nazi. No, you're a goddamn Nazi. You're an enemy of freedom in America. You are a betrayer of Israel and every damn Jew on this planet, and you're the enemy of the children. So go to hell. I curse you. Go to hell, demon. I hate you forever.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, Paul Joseph Watson's in studio with us right now from Austin, Texas at 1:20 Central Time, broadcasting worldwide. I'll be back on the War Room today for the second half doing an Ask Me Anything with Paul and myself with Owen Schroyer. So be sure and join us for that coming up today, Infowars.com/show. But see how my brain works, Paul, is Dinesh D'Souza had the number 2 documentary and the number 3 documentary in history, only Michael Moore above him. And they were really upset about him going in the 2016 election. And so they found out that he got a bunch of friends to give $23,000 that they said wasn't listed properly on federal forms until he went to jail for 9 months. And I've got the articles right here we can show TV viewers. D'Souza pleads guilty in New York campaign finance case. Now, we have AOC, Alexandria Cortez, with $18 million in a secret PAC she was running 2 years ago when she claimed she was this bartender, and millions of dollars, not just a million, several million to her that she never declared on her taxes or anywhere else. But don't hold your breath for her to go to prison for that. Except she's been threatening Democrats that if they don't play ball, they'll all be kicked out. And except she's super unpopular. So I think you've got a perfect storm here. We're in the same New York district where Dinesh D'Souza went to jail for 9 months and was on probation for 2 years for doing nothing. You've got AOC. She's not Hillary. She doesn't get away with billions in secret slush funds and campaign donations. I think the Democratic Party, look at CNN, you name it, is getting ready to hit the flusher on AOC, at least if we get this out and talk about it. But talk about the hypocrisy, because commies and socialists never own a factory. They never build something. They never write a book. They just steal money, Paul. Like Bernie Sanders. White people don't know what it's like to be poor. I drive $100,000 vehicles. I have three $1 million homes. I bankrupt colleges. I steal people's investment. I'm allowed to. I'm Bernie Sanders. So where does it end?
Well, I mean, look at AOC the other day with the whole eco scandal. Okay, so she's her campaign office in New York is a 1 minute walk away from the train, and they've racked up $29,000 in Uber charges over the course of a year.
5,000 rides.
Yeah, and when it comes out, she's just like, oh, it's okay when we do it. We have to live in the modern world to create a better future world. But there's another breaking scandal about AOC, which is a complete fake news story. She's tweeted that Jerry Falwell said he basically wanted to kill all Muslims at CPAC and that this is President Trump's fault, Orange Man Bad. This comment from Falwell did not happen at CPAC. You can see in the video this is not a CPAC.
But let's expand. Under standard Islam, they want to kill everybody that isn't a Muslim anyway, so.
Yeah, but this is obviously a guy talking about killing terrorists. He's talking about concealed carry permits. And they can play the video if they want. It's in, I tweeted this.
Yeah, cue that up. No, exactly. He's saying we'll kill terrorists. Now it's like.
Yeah, but he slipped and said Muslims, and so she's accusing him of wanting to kill
them. But AOC won't even decry Venezuela. She won't even decry ISIS.
Yeah, and she doesn't even recognize that this is not at CPAC. She lies and says it's at CPAC so she can implicate the president in wanting to kill all Muslims. She may have even deleted this.
Well, let's expand on this, Paul. What do you make of the Democrats and just the frothing? I think it's turning people off. I think we've reached, I know we haven't reached peak insanity, but I think it's now turning people off.
Peak Trump derangement syndrome, we've hit that, Alex, and it's on the wane. And as you said, I think she is going to be sunk later on down the line. Nancy Pelosi absolutely despises AOC.
Yeah, that's my question. I sense that they're reaching for the airlock trigger or the flusher, the hook, right? It's kind of...
Yeah, I think it was the 72 election of Nixon, I think it was that year, when... Again, we had a very similar situation where the opposition to him was increasingly unhinged and absolutely insane. He had a media that was basically at war with him. What ended up happening? He won 49 out of 50 states. He became the president, obviously. So a lot of people have drawn that comparison between the 72 Nixon election and the current situation.
Oh, I think that's where it's going. But win the battle, lose the war. What if Trump sells out the establishment? Then what's the point?
Yeah, I mean, that is a problem. But in terms of who's going to run for the Democrats, Michelle Obama's not going to run because she needs a physical test, and we know why she's not going to go through with that. But Joe Biden, if you look at all the polls...
Well, let's be serious. She has the neck and face of a man. She has huge shoulders. It looks like she's got a summer sausage in her pants. And we're not against trannies, but it does appear, just like Obama was raised by a transsexual and is obsessed with it, that Michelle Obama is Michael, which he's called in multiple speeches, Michael.
I mean... I know several people who are very credible people, you know, involved in politics, and they believe exactly the same thing as you, Alex. So this, she's got, but we worked out yesterday, she has an InfoWars protein bar down there, so it's all been explained. But she's got nuts, but it's not the nuts that you're thinking about.
Well, but, you know, we make jokes about this. I mean, she's a big old man. and seriously, I'm a libertarian. I don't hate somebody. But, I mean, the fact that she's got, you know, Alabama black snake down in those pants... is not a bad thing. It's just that what weird psyop of the elites are they so obsessed with a first lady that's a man, the kids are adopted, and I mean, that's true. That, I mean, that's fake.
Well, I mean, all
I mean, why do you think Joan Rivers said, oh, my God, she's a trainee, she was dead a week later? I mean,
that... All I'm saying, Alex, is that when you're around the presence of men who are dressed like women, like some transgender people, they put the effort in, they can get away with looking like a woman, and you say, well, fair enough. But a man in a dress is a man in a dress. And when you're around men, you get a certain presence, a masculine presence. When you're around women, you get a feminine presence. I was talking to a former...
I was like, Michelle's like, give me a beer right now, get ESPN on.
There was a former White House staffer who worked under Obama at CPAC, and she was telling me that when Michelle Obama was around, the presence, the energy, was very masculine. So that's all I'm saying. I don't believe it, obviously, but...
Yeah. She just walks in like, God damn it, give me a beer, bitch.
Now all the polls are looking increasingly rosier for Joe Biden, who is
Joe Biden
12 to 14 points ahead of a lot of his contenders, even though he hasn't announced. All is close.
So creepy Joe Biden is in the poll position.
Creepy Joe Biden. We're going to resurrect that video, the infamous compilation, which is, you know, it's got over...
Can we pull up Creepy Joe Biden, please?
Now, again...
By the way, I legitimately am allowed to think this, whether I'm right or wrong. I mean, it's America. I mean, Michelle Obama looks like a college linebacker. And then we haven't shown the video. Can you show her coming out of, like, when they dropped their daughters off at school? And she comes out, and it's like... I mean, everybody's seeing... It's like, you know, it's banging around. It's bouncing around. She's, like, having problems getting that water hose in line. I mean, can we maybe find that and show that? Michelle Obama, what's the name of the video where Michelle Obama looks like she's got a...
I think it's the Ellen dancing video.
She looks like she has a rubber hose in her pants.
Yeah, it's the Ellen dancing video.
And again, if she's a man and Obama is married to a man as a woman, more power to him. You know, we're not saying that. We're liberal.
But Joe Biden is coming up strong, Alex. And again, it was the Washington Post that coined the name Creepy Joe Biden. It wasn't us. The Washington Post coined that in 2015 because they said he acts creepy around women.
Little kids.
Young women.
Like there's even footage of, like, the attorney general, when he goes after his granddaughter, he pushes them away.
And, yeah, after the break, I'll tell you something else interesting about Joe Biden. But
hey, go help them during the clip, because it's a super famous. It's like Alex Jones says Michelle Obama's a tranny. The video has like 80 million views. We'll see if we can find that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary, and others are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
One for you, 19 for me.
by the way, I'm done with this subject, but Michelle Obama looks like an NFL linebacker. The face, the shoulders. And then you see her walking around in public, him, and it looks like he's got, you know, four or five rolls of quarters rolling around in there. For TV viewers, let's roll some of that since Paul Joseph Watson brought it up here today. And then you've got all the other crazy footage of Joan Rivers saying, oh, she's a tranny. Now, whether that's true or not, we have a right as Americans when Joan Rivers says it to bring it up. And every time I raise it, like once a year, it becomes a national news item. Can we roll the footage of, I saw it during the break. That was the whole point of being back. I'm not mad, but like, whoa, I was back there during the break and I saw the footage. No, not of Joan Rivers, man. I saw the footage of Michael Obama, Michelle Obama, walking outside, whatever's bouncing around in there. We'll go to rebroadcast then. All right, here you go. This is what I'm talking about right here. And there's a bunch of other footage. So you've got that going on. And then you got Joan Rivers. Let's play Joan Rivers with audio because we went here. We're going to show why we said this for radio and TV viewers. Let's go ahead and roll that audio.
Think that the country will see the first, the United States will see the first gay president or the first woman president?
Well, we already have it with Obama, so let's just calm down.
Got it.
You know Michelle is a trans.
I'm sorry, she's a what?
A transgender. We all know.
Oh, my God.
So, again, that's not me saying that. That's Joe Rivers. But whenever I raise it, like once a year, because it's a huge issue, they never show the clip. They say I made it up. Paul, let's put bookends on this. I'm tired of talking about it, but you brought it up.
Well, we can segue, Alex. You were talking about transgender issues. You were talking about the Islam thing earlier where they literally go out and protest the school. 600 Muslim parents withdraw their kids from the school because they're teaching LGBT to primary school children, which is up to the ages of about, it's 5 to 10, generally speaking. Children that age should not be being taught any kind of sexuality whatsoever. That's the number one.
So good for the Muslims.
Good for them. But then how do they treat people who criticize LGBT who are not Muslims? I have an article here, a man investigated by police for retweeting transgender limerick. He didn't even retweet it from what I've learned. He liked the tweet. He didn't even write the tweet. He didn't even write the limerick. It wasn't even that offensive. They called him up. They called up his employee and said, is this your guy? And it was some construction industry thing.
So it's total intimidation of anybody that isn't a Muslim.
But the police literally said, we need to investigate this because if there are transgender employees at your work site, they are now under threat. They told this guy he needed to, quote, change his thinking. But this guy got lucky, Alex, because there was another case after that, like a week after that headline. UK mom arrested for calling transgender activist a man. This was a mother of two children, one of whom is disabled, I believe, and they just showed up in her kitchen, whisked her away, detained her, processed her, stole her laptop, and she hadn't got the laptop back like weeks later, for basically harassing someone by making a comment on the internet in which she called somebody a man as a joke. So again,
so we have pervert police, pedophile networks, obsessed with our kids, and have police power now.
Yeah. So when the Muslims come out and protest against LGBT being taught to kids or being spoken about, they're listened to, obeyed, and they've withdrawn the program. They're going to try and bring it back, but good luck with that. When non-Muslims do it in the UK, they literally have hate crime, thought crime police show up.
So we join Islam so the teacher doesn't rape our children?
Well, I don't think that was the accusation, but yeah, they.
No, but I mean, that's where this is going. No. So I guess I joined Islam and then they won't teach my 5-year-old how to get blowjobs.
Basically, yeah, they won't put up with a child drag queens. They won't put up with any of that nonsense. But because they're a close-knit community that doesn't take any BS, they don't get trampled.
So that's the paradox. The left's bringing them in mass, but then they don't play along with what they're doing.
Yeah, because the left is truly cooked. They do need...
I mean, here's this Andrew Moffat guy. He's a, quote, gay man that wants to teach your 5-year-olds about sex. That's creepy. Stop it.
There should be no teaching of any sexuality to 5-year-old kids. That is completely...
They want
to
hear about puppies and blocks and planets and trees and fishies. Have you tried to talk like a 5-year-old? Let me tell you about fisting. Because I've read the articles where, like, we're going to teach you about BSDM. We're going to teach you about being another sex. And the kids are like, what? Do you want to be another sex? I guess I do. Your parents are cut off. You're taken away. We're sterilizing you. And then, I mean, this is a perv takeover.
The next step after that, and they do this in Sweden, they directly teach the kids, the boys, that they're not boys and tell them they're not boys and give them the gender option.
And make them wear dresses and they go, oh, God, you wear a dress, you're so dumb.
No, it's not a cliche. In Sweden, I did an article, they literally made the boys wear dresses and told them they
were. No, I know, Paul. So that's what I'm saying. All right, shifting gears out of this. Because we don't want to, here's people say we're obsessed with this. I'm obsessed with the globalist obsessed with biologically screwing our kids up. What else is on your front burner? Because globalism's in trouble. Nationalism is awakening. Good things are happening overall. You know, AOC's about to get indicted. They've got all these fake investigations of Trump. None of them Russia related. I mean, there's good news here if we just don't give up.
We can't give up, Alex. And we're representing people who aren't in media, who aren't even in this fight. We're representing ordinary people. Who, and this goes back to the social media aspect, this is what's frightening to me about deplatforming, which is what we should be talking about every day, all day, basically. Employers now in the US and the UK, 70% of employers check a potential employee's social media accounts and history before they even get to the interview stage. If they don't have a social media presence, it immediately raises a red flag. So we're literally at the point where it's not just you lose your Twitter account. It's you lose your bank account, your basic right to e-commerce. You lose the right to book a plane ticket. 17 million Chinese citizens could not book a plane ticket in the past year because they were caught up in this social credit score system. So now you're going to get people who are not even going to be able to get a job, to get a loan.
So the mark of the beast is here and it sucks. And a lot of people are going to say, well, let me just submit. But like Joe Rogan talked about with me last week. Once you give in at one level, it collapses. Then it's always more, 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 more.
Yeah, and it all comes back to the social ostracization angle as well. You know, if you're not on social media, what's wrong with you? There must be something wrong with you. And your friends get punished if you're friends with them on the social media network. If they misbehave, you get punished.
Oh, I love what followers people are. Not our general audience, but they'll be like, oh, what's it like being kicked off those things? We have a warehouse, another company we work with. Were their main customer. And, like, all these employees wanted to quit when they announced back in August of last year that we were banned. They said, we're going under. We're not on social media. The company's gone. We're like, no, your paychecks are still coming. But it's that idea that they have bamboozled people into. It's insane.
Yeah, and it's basically creating this system whereby, you know, you've heard the announcements on the trains in China. Smoking on trains, chatting too loudly on a train. That's all going to go into your...
And again, once you submit to that, it's going to be your heart rate's too high.
Yeah.
You ate the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's always more. It's seeing what we'll do. There's no limit to the submission.
But you also get rewarded. So maybe in the future, if you have the right political opinions, your flight will get upgraded. Your hotel room will get upgraded. It goes both ways. So
these are corporations making their final move. I want to talk to you about this in the final segment. Before we take an hour off, and then we've got the war room coming up. We're going to co-host with Owen. What would the world look like, Paul, if we submitted to this?
Basically a caste system of transhumanists where they've got the microchip, they've got the augmentations, and the people who reject it are cast aside, not as just not being trendy, but not being able to physically operate in the world. Not being able to get a house.
And the chip doesn't really up you. The system shuts everyone down and says, you have a chip. Now you can do what you want. You believe the chip gave you power when the truth is the system cut you off.
Yeah. Mark of the beast. I mean, maybe it's not going to be a microchip in your forehead, but it's withdrawing the ability to operate in the real world in 2019. That's where we're at, Alex.
Wow. What a time to be alive. What a time to be fighting back. Because, Paul, once we make it past this, the real adventure begins. Stay with us. Paul Joseph Watson in studio on the ATX.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Pancho fell. He left his living in cheap hotels. The desert's quiet, Cleveland's cold. And so the story ends, we're told. Pancho needs your prayers, it's true. But save a few. For lefty too, he only did what he had to do. And now he's grown old. So Paul Joseph Watson, a knight in the fight against the globalists, reached billions of people, savaged the enemy. What is your ethos? What do you want in life? Who are you?
My goal, Alex, is to win. You know, people in Europe are getting very black-pilled, should we say, you know, with the whole mass immigration. In America, you're, you know, 10, 15 years behind. But we still reserve hope for, you know, recovering, restoring things in America. And the way the media is going, Alex, is absolutely incredible. You talked about your Joe Rogan appearance, which now has 8.6 million views already, as much as the first appearance in the space of a week.
Well, that's on YouTube. It's even bigger on that, yeah.
And this is why they're so afraid, Alex, because Joe Rogan is the new media. You know, PewDiePie does an impersonation of a news reporter. It gets millions and millions more views every day than Fox News and CNN gets on their primetime shows. That's why they're so paranoid. You had a guy called Shane Dawson a couple of weeks ago who just gave me a shout-out on Twitter because he said he liked conspiracy theories or whatever. They freaked out about that. This is the new media. That their control's being taken away. They're whining about losing their jobs. Vice, BuzzFeed, Huffington Post, all being laid off. No sympathy, Alex. Why would anyone have sympathy for them when they've abused their platforms time and time again?
These are authoritarian, pro-radical Islam, pro-war dirtbags with no viewers. But the corporations give them power, and they keep thinking if they whack us on the head. I almost want them to keep doing it. I don't want to tell them a secret, but I'm all about the truths. They've not done what they think they've done to us. I'll just put it to that point.
The state of the media is horrendous, and I've made this point many times before. In the past, there was no competition, so all they had to do was, you know, parrot the narrative, carry on the consensus. Now there's so much cutthroat competition in news commentary alone. To get successful on YouTube, as you did for years before they removed your channel, you have to be entertaining, you have to be interesting. People who work for the mainstream media are not entertaining, they're not interesting, they don't want to be. And that's why they hate people like you. Talking about one.
By the way, can we pull up Mark Dice's response to when Millie Weaver brought up to him, why are you banning Mark Dice at the CPAC? He goes, well, I can't let him have my fame. He's on CNN with billions of production behind him. He has 100,000 viewers. Mark Dice could fart and he would have bigger viewers. It's not about who has bigger viewers, but it's like this thing of like, oh, you want to be me? You want, like, he has Promethean fire. He has Zeus lightning bolts. Dude, you don't have it. It's so pathetic. No, you shut down Mark Dice because he's more popular than you and he challenged you and you're a freaking coward.
They're so paranoid about anyone not towing the line on whatever you want to call, whatever you want to talk about, transgenderism, social justice, identity politics, that anyone who just refuses to comment on the news, just stays out of the controversies, is a massive threat. Like someone like Shane Dawson, like he used to make comedy videos and stuff. Now he makes videos about how iPhones are spying on people. And it's kind of somewhat tongue-in-cheek and a little bit immature.
And 20 years late.
But the very fact he's talking about it with 20 million YouTube subscribers, the very fact that you're on...
They're threatened by the fact that he's independent.
Yeah.
And he may have been a crap-ass before, but he has a soul. And the minute he has the soul, he goes, wait, I got kids now. This is, oh, no, now we're going to bully you. The good news is, Paul, they can't bully us all.
Yeah, and it comes back to what you just said. They have a soul. They haven't been bought off. And that's why they gravitate towards people like us, because for all our faults, we haven't been bought off either. They become the new media in sync with us. You know, there was...
But that's a key, though. Paul, there's no price tag.
Yeah.
Like, there's, like, I am... My problem is the more they mess with me, the more I work and fight. They think it's like making me weak. It's the opposite. It's pushing me towards a heart attack. We're working 20 hours a day. They think it's like making me back down. It's the opposite.
Do they just expect you to give up? Like, you're not going anywhere. Like, I literally don't know how to do anything else. I wouldn't want to. So we're not going to go anywhere. Nothing's going to happen.
But imagine, they think we're like them, Paul. They think, like you attack me and I go away?
Yeah.
No, I dream about strangling you.
Yeah, and they were all skulking around the scenes of CPAC, you know, smacking their lips at who they're going to censor next. There was a Wired News story.
It's all that pissant nobody. They couldn't build an audience.
Yeah.
They couldn't build a family. They couldn't build a business.
No, literally.
But they can go around the system and going, I'll ban them.
Yeah.
I'll ban them. I'll ban them. I'll ban them. Exactly.
No, that... Oliver Darcy was basically kicked out of the conservative movement because nobody liked him and he was unsuccessful. So now he's working for CNN getting you shut down. And it's literally those people skulking around CPAC.
And he doesn't even get, I don't want to be, it is like Obi-Wan Kenobi here. Like Obi-Wan Kenobi could have beaten Darth Vader at that point, but he wanted to make Luke Skywalker pissed off. So he got killed. And I'm not even suicidal, but they don't get it, Paul. They don't have any understanding of history.
Yeah, and they're working in coordination. they claim that they're just covering the news and covering the controversy. They're not covering the controversy. They're in direct communication with YouTube, with Facebook, with Twitter, saying, what about this? What about this? What about
And they're allowed to illegally, because forget the free speech or any of that. They're allowed to illegally, and they brag, spy on everyone in our personal accounts, racketeering, violation of privacy law, federal law, and they're all allowed to do it because they're all given intelligence chits. Oh, there's a Countering Disinformation and Foreign Propaganda Act. You're a secret agent. You're in the CIA now, Oliver. And they hand them that card. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to engage in crimes against U.S. citizens.
Exactly. We got that Mark Dice clip ready you mentioned. Should we go to that?
Let's go to Mark Dice. Here it is.
President Grimes Stelter tried his hand at stand-up comedy the other day. He gave a lecture at Kent State University on media ethics. This is a guy whose weekend show is called Reliable Sources. After his lecture was over, Millie Weaver, a lovely reporter for InfoWars.com, decided to ask him some questions.
Hey, Brian. Okay. So how did you block Mark Dice on Twitter?
First of all, hi.
Hi.
Thank you for asking the question.
Billy Weaver.
Brian.
Yeah.
They're going to kick us out in a couple minutes, but I'm happy to talk.
Okay, sure.
But I do want to say hi to everybody else, too.
Can you hear you? Can that close?
Oh, thank you.
With some ideas for your show.
Thank you.
So, why did you
Sometimes I block people because they're trying to gain fame and stature just by making silly jokes and attacks. So it's not worth it.
He already has a big following, though.
Yeah. I'd say it's, you know, he's okay. I think his videos are funny.
Do you like his parents of you?
I've only watched a couple, but they're pretty funny.
Yeah. Okay, so
look at how uncomfortable he is. Millie, you're going to give the poor guy nightmares about me. Brian, if you think my voiceovers of you are funny, then why did you block me? You need to man up, bro, and get a sense of humor. Sounds to me like you're jealous that I'm just one guy on a laptop in my kitchen who's getting a quarter of the viewers of CNN's primetime shows. Millie went on to ask him why, if he supports the First Amendment and the rights of journalists, would CNN lobby the social media companies to get them to ban Alex Jones?
Do you think that Twitter should unban Alex Jones at InfoWars?
I don't know. I think it's a really complicated subject. I'm not sure what the right answer is.
Journalism, though, aren't you against censorship? What if that slippery slope went against you, Brian?
First of all, I love your photos. I think it's very smart that you built that for viral following.
What about the question? Answer the question. What if that slippery slope went against you? What if you were the thing?
But that's why I said I don't have a.
It was a really good.
I don't know.
Very good topic.
If Facebook did the right thing or not. That's not for me to decide.
But CNN
that's
has for Facebook. Called for.
That's for Facebook.
CNN has called for some social media sites to crack down on InfoWars now.
CNN has not called for that.
They have. CNN has.
So I think what Oliver did that was so smart was he just asked a really simple question. Do these pages violate your misinformation policy? And so that's actually Facebook's responsibility, not CNN's.
What a snake. I think what Oliver Darcy did was really smart. Oliver Darcy's the weasel who literally led the campaign to pressure the social media companies to ban Alex Jones by constantly tattling on him for what he was posting. Things got even worse for Brian when he was asked why he blocked me on Twitter again, this time by Caitlin Bennett. She's the girl whose graduation photo from Kent State went viral because she was posing with an AR-15.
Do you get mad at Mark Dice often?
Robert Mueller, what's that?
Do you get mad at Mark Dice often?
I don't.
Why do you block him?
So.
And then complain to Jack, the CEO of Twitter, that he was bullying.
All right, we got to go to break. We're going to come back to you 4 more minutes, and then we've got a rebroadcast, and then in an hour, we're going to do the whole war room with Paul and myself. Stay with us.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.